Hello, Rick. I'm excited to chat today and share where we've been.
Hello, Callie. Are you really? You're generally excited about something, so what's new that's caught your attention?
It's true. Excitement is my thing. And I get extra excited when a platform like Second Life leads a long-term resident to explore something entirely new, especially when it involves creative expression.
Well, that's the best-kept secret on the grid, isn't it? And in the greater world. Second Life and possibly virtual worlds in general are terrific platforms for exploration. And I don't mean the kind that involves wearing pith helmets or dodging security orbs. I know so many people who come into Second Life and become known for one thing or another, then discover something new that they've never ever done before, pursue it and add that to their achievements. I think I'm not incorrect in saying that your fiction and poetry writing was the result of your participation in Second Life.
You are correct. I attribute that 100% to being in Second Life. I also think that things we have produced together with Honey Heart, SCEH Productions, including our Machinima's Arrivals and Departures and The Flyaway Horse, with those are rabbit holes I would have never blissfully fallen down if it weren't for Second Life.
I'm the same here. So, yes, Second Life is full of creative opportunities where you can end up surprising even yourself. Who has branched out on a new area of endeavor this time?
That would be our mutual friend, Stevie Basevi, who has recently opened the Cesa Boutique, including a gallery full of her wonderful Second Life photography.
Of course, Stevie might be best known as the owner of Sanctuary Roleplay. She's been a fixture in the greater SL Roleplay community and the Relay for Life community for years. She's a longtime SL community activist, mentor, and all-round helpful person. She's worked with American Cancer Society events for 14 years, worked extensively with 1 Billion Rising and Fantasy Fair, is a content creator, landscaper, real estate broker, owner, and philanthropist.
She's also a member of the Shawnakie Library Special Projects creative team, which recently debuted the Bradbury Project and will be opening the 2023 edition of the Dickens Project on December 7th. Looking at all that, when you think of SL photographers, Stevie would not be someone who came immediately to mind. And yet, if you turn your glass just slightly, you'll realize that all those things that she has done over the years involve observation, focus, and detail, which are all essential qualities of good photography. They are the things that separate the casual snapshot from the work of art.
Quite so. And you say that Stevie recently opened a full gallery of her own work?
Indeed, I did. And when I asked her how long it was going to be open, thinking that it was, you know, a limited term show, she replied, "Till I die or I need a bigger space." I think she really means it.
Well, that's good news. Please tell us more about Stevie's photography work.
She considers herself very new to the SL art scene, despite having quite a number of small shows since 2020. Stevie is a lifelong learner, and this journey began, I believe, when she attended the Visionaire Institute for the first time and graduated in January of 2019.
For the first time?
Yes, she went back and took an accelerated course in November of 2022, mostly. Her work is landscape photography, where she shows a rich appreciation of color, texture, and a rock-solid composition skill. Her subjects vary from pastoral exteriors to precisely themed small subjects. What surprised me most when I attended her gallery opening this November was the portraiture.
Really?
Yes, and as I believe you also appreciate, really good portraiture is difficult. I cannot tell you the number of times I've gone to photography shows in SL, looked at a portrait exhibition piece and thought, yeah, but can you create portraits that are not just another pose with you and your girlfriend or boyfriend? Stevie's portraits are emotional statements. I believe they are self-portraits. I can't say that with 100% surety, but they clearly and evocatively capture moments that speak loudly of feelings and circumstance. That blue afternoon you had when you cut off all your hair, or a joyful moment of release that you experience standing in the rain.
Being a long-time content creator and builder, Stevie is capable of creating her own settings and props as well as capturing the work of others.
That is correct. And I just found out that her work is going to be featured at the Second Life Endowment for the Arts in the next round of installations, which begins in January.
Well, that's terrific. Something to look forward to.
I agree. She'll also be curating the open art show at the Dickens Project, which I am personally very excited about. And with December 1st upon us, there will be a flood of wintry holiday regions opening, and festive holiday cheer will be in abundance all across the Second Life grid. So it's fitting for us to preface the December outpouring of celebration by reminding residents that SL is full of opportunities to explore new ideas, new formats of expression, and to learn, learn, learn. No one that I know is a more generous example of this than Stevie Bisevi. Congratulations on your newest endeavor, Stevie.
So, stop by Cesar and enjoy her photography. There are Flickr and group links available on site if you want to see an even broader view of Stevie's creative work and stay current on her exhibitions. You can find the Slurl to Cesar Gallery in the show notes for this episode at vcradio.org.
The region Pride Island is rated moderate.